哎 ，Hello Brian。
啊，妙芬。
Hello。
How are you？
还可以。
Good。
我们今天要开始继续来录 Clearing the Air。
OK。
哲学十分钟。
I'm ready。
You're ready。
I think so。
最近我都觉得有一点，我们上次谈那个 physics。
嗯哼。
对，然后还有讲 Boma Remover。
Right.
然后我记得谈到那个说斯多亚的哲学在 Marcus Aurelius 奥里略大帝啊、
mm-hmm.
他把宇宙整个所谓的 physics 我们中文叫做自然都有任、mm-hmm. 都有一个意义那后来我想一想你说的那个斯多亚讲的意义应该是客观的意义对不对
嗯哼、mm-hmm.
就是跟我们人有没有理解它没有关系那可是中文的意义常会让我想到是语言的那个意义
啊、oh, right they're different right?
对好像英文不是、
yeah.
就是你讲的意义是另外一个意思吗
yeah I think so this may be complicated yeah
所以今天想要把它弄清楚到底
OK
斯多亚讲的那个 physics 里面的那个意义到底是
right.
A meaning built into the universe 那个是什么意思
Yeah, so、I was saying that there's a meaningfulness or a meaning to the universe kind of built into the universe So, and I used the example of、a hand、
mm-hmm.
right, that you have two hands and those hands are part of your body but maybe I didn't say it too clearlyOr clearly enough.、so you have five fingers on your hand, and you have not just that, but you have skin, and you have muscles, and you have blood vessels. So if you can think of maybe the blood vessels, if you don't have blood vessels, then you couldn't move your fingers,、
mm-hmm.
right? So you could say the purpose of your blood vessels is to help move or function the other parts of your body to function.
Mm-hmm.
Right, without those blood vessels, then you couldn't do those kind of things. So, Marcus felt like everything in the universe has a purpose like that. And another way of saying that is a meaning.、
Oh.
There's a meaningfulness to everything, right? Without some particular part of the universe, then it wouldn't be whole, it wouldn't be complete.、
Mm-hmm.
And so...Everything has their role to play, their meaning, their purposefulness.
哦，这就是你说的那个 organism 的那个有机
，right，
整个自然，在Marcus 的意思就是说，它彼此之间有一个你说关联性，有一个 connect，
right，
然后它，所以 meaning 其实不是中文讲的意义。
Right,
而是像比较像是有目的
right,
有一个重要性
right, right.
它彼此有、
yeah.
是有一个目的性的 组合在一起
right, right.
那所以其实 meaning 这个字就变成是非常多的意涵对不对但中文就只能讲是意义
yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
感觉好像就变成这个东西不是很清楚刚好今天哲学十分钟可以把它稍微分析一下因为之前我们有提到一个例子就是说有一个人他很喜欢收集每次喝完啤酒就收集他的那个啤酒的瓶盖
Right, I heard the story, right?
对然后老板娘告诉我们说他想要收集瓶盖然后给这个客人可是客人说不要他只要他喝过的啤酒的瓶盖所以这种情况是因为那些瓶盖他自己喝过的啤酒对他有某种的中文会说有某种意义
right, right, right.
那 meaning 有某种对他来说有某种 meaning 可能就是有某种 purpose 有某种目的有某种感觉
Yeah, I think in this case it'd be more like 感觉 right, that he has some sort of connection
those, 也算是
yeah、
mm-hmm.
to those kind of、those bottle caps yeah it's an interesting example because this wouldn't be a kind of cosmic meaning it wouldn't be a meaning that came before him, right? He's the one who's collecting them, and he's, mm-hmm. because he feels the connection, mm-hmm. then the things have a meaning. The kind of Marcus meaning was, the kind of meaning that Marcus was talking about was a little bit different from that, because this meaning comes before us, right? Mm-hmm. Before I even come into the world, I was meant to come into the world. Mm-hmm. And I have a purpose built in, right? The universe and I fit together in just the right way. It's not that I create the meaning because of something seems or something feels important to me.
对，哦，所以那种宇宙的斯多亚谈的意义，就跟一个想要收集这些瓶盖，自己喝过的酒的瓶盖的那个意义不一样，对。
Right. Yeah. So Marcus's, we would call his a kind of metaphysical meaning.
Oh, 形象学的
cosmic meaning. Yeah.
宇宙的客观的自然的意义
Right. Yeah. You could call it a kind of objective meaning. Right.
目的
As opposed, right. As opposed to the kind of meaning with the bottle caps, we would call that a kind of personal meaning. I think. Mm-hmm. Right. Something is personally meaningful.
对，哎，你刚说 are meant, you are meant to be.
Right,
什么什么
right,
right. 这个在中文比较少这样说
Yeah, this is
怎么会把
meaning
meant to be 放在人身上
Well, because if it's a cosmic meaning, it has to come from outside of yourself、
mm-hmm.
So an easy way to think of this is the way that we talk about it often、oh. in Christianity So I was raised Catholic
你是受天主教教育长大的
right, yeahAnd many Americans are Christian, so this is a common way of talking in the States, is that、a life is meaningful because、
mm-hmm.
God gives it meaning. Right? And this is something that existential, you're familiar with existentialism.
存在主义
Right, so existential philosophers, when they declared that God is dead,、
oh.
right, that was a...big problem because suddenly if God isn't there to give meaning to our lives then suddenly our lives are meaningless、
oh, 那大部分的美国人就比较多是基督徒
right
就广义天主教徒也是基督徒
right
那或者是说在基督教的文化教育里面那你们会对存在主义宣称上帝已死
well this is one of theslogans of existentialism coming from Nietzsche was、
yeah.
that God is dead, right? And if God is there, isn't there to give meaning to our lives, then life is meaningless. And if life is meaningless, because God also、was considered the source of goodness and the source、mm-hmm. of morality,
万能然后
then,
善的
Right, so suddenly, if there's no meaning in our life, then we can do anything, even、mm-hmm. immoral things, right? Or we can just commit suicide, or we can get drunk all day. It doesn't matter because it's meaningless. Life is meaningless.
大部分的美国人不相信尼采或者存在主义者说的。
Well, this is, I don't, I don't, this is, a, I think this is a false dichotomy.Do you know what that means? So it means there's, a,
这是假的,
there's two choices.
假的二元对立
Right.、Oh. So you begin with the idea of meaningfulness because、oh. of God. If there is no God, then everything's meaningless, right? But why can't we do like the bottle cap person and find meaning in our own life?
所以我们可以主动的去思考创造出我们跟这个 外面世界整个自然世界整个社会生活的连结自己去创造那个所谓的意义啊目的这个就是比较已经脱离了斯多亚的哲学对吗
Exactly
那可是你还是说在基督的这个文化的教育在美国教育你们从小都会被问到说you are meant to be someone?
Yeah, I was talking with a friend the other day. I was asking her what she dreamed of being when she was young.、
Mm.
Right? So she's now in her 40s.、
Oh.
And I was wondering if anything had changed, right? If、mm-hmm. she had realized her dreams or if not.
啊，你问台湾的一位成年的女性，然后问她说，哎，从小她有没有想要梦想成为做什么样的人，或者从事什么工作？然后她说她从来没有过，没有想过这个问题。
I didn't expect her to say that she didn't have any dreams when she was in high school.
所以你很讶异她说她在高中也没想过。
Because in America at least we're from a very young age, as soon as we can talk,
两三岁会说话的时候
people are asking us what we want to be when we grow up.
Okay.
And it's not just, this is very interesting, I think, because it's not just a matter of choice for us. We also have a thing we call a vocation. Do you know what that means?
Vocation, 职业.
Not vacation, vocation.
Vocation 是职业.
It's sort of like a career, but it's the career we were meant to have.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's as if there's something built into the universe,、
mm-hmm.
and we fit that just perfectly.
你们不说是自己决定选择了某一个 vocation, 某一个工作职业，而是天生被赋予有这样的能力做某一个职业。
Yeah, so we do. I mean, of course, there is a sense of choosing it ourselves. We all want to choose something for ourselves, and we emphasize free will and all that. But we also look for something we're good at. We want to do something that we choose to do, but also something we're good at. And that being good at part is something we can't really control, right? We can get better at something, but if we have a natural talent for something, then that's something that's given to us.And so that has the part about the vocation, about being meant to be good at something.
那么小的小孩刚开始会说话在幼稚园、mm-hmm. 我们说幼稚园你们是你有上过 kindergarten?
Preschool and kindergarten, yeah, yeah, yeah.
就会开始被老师开始在游戏里面、
right.
在
Not just, no, it's usually not teachers, it's usually family.
Family 会问
ask, Yeah,、oh. grandparents and uncles and aunts and things like that. What do you want to be when you grow up?
哦，哎，那所以你觉得这么小小孩子有能力，他会想这个问题吗
？No, I think the kids. I think the kids when they're asked that, then of course they'll start to think, well, yeah, what do I want to be?And so they'll think of the things closest to them that seem most interesting, like a fireman or a policeman, or
消防员啊
a doctor, a
当警察
nurse, or whatever their parents do. Yeah, if they understand what their parents do. But then as they grow older, they'll also try to think more about what they're good at.
Yeah.
And so, there's a joke, actually, in America. This is among Chinese people, Chinese Americans. This is the joke. So an American child comes home and they got an F on their test in math.
Uh-huh.
And the American parent, the...I guess European American parent looks at it and says, "Oh, I guess you're not good at math." The Chinese American parent, yeah, and the Chinese American parent looks at it and says, "You're not trying hard enough."
对
Right. So this is a difference in culture, right?
所以小孩如果他的那个数学成绩不好
，they just think, "Well, I'm not naturally good."
F 大概是几
yeah,
几分？及格吗？
不及格。
Would fail?
Yeah, fail.
好，那。美国父母就说啊，你可能数学不太在。
Right, so you're not meant to do math. You're not meant to be a mathematician.
结果中可能。
So that maybe the Chinese American parent says、
哦、
you're not trying hard enough.
来自亚洲的哦，是你看到中国父母，他们可能就会说，哎，你还要再用功一点，
right.
一定是不用功才会考不及格。
Right, right, right.
啊，这差别很大。
Yeah, it's very different, right?
哦，这真的是我第一次听到关于意义这个字在英文的 meaningful 其实是比中文的这个语言要更多的意思。
Right,
那你说其实是因为有这个斯多亚的传统，这个哲学背景，就是让英文的语汇至少你知道的是比较多，可以思考形上学的比较抽象的。
Right, right, right. Well, I think it's built into the culture.And I think it accounts in part for a kind of, we call it American optimism.
美国的乐观主义。
Yeah, I think that, like when I was in college, I had this vague sense that I could do whatever I was, whatever I wanted to do and was good at, and everything would work out just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I studied philosophy, even though I had no reason to think, no objective reason to think that I could make a living out of it.
但是你认为你是好像天生就是要当哲学老师。
Yeah, I just felt like this is something I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I enjoy, right?
Mm-hmm.
These two things usually go together, right? Not only are you good at it, but you enjoy it. And then you can have a happy, productive life as part of the universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a productive part of the universe. And if I didn't have that idea, right, if I didn't feel like it wouldn't work out,
mm-hmm.
then it would be a real risk.
嗯，是因为你是学校的老师教授念了哲学才是这样子想吗？还是大部分你知道的美国人都是类似你这样子去想他们的生活？
I think it depends on the person, but I think that from the time we're small, we're sort of, it's assumed that we can find our place in the universe, especially if you come from a Christian background. And this is related to the Stoics. So the Stoic metaphysics was sort of adopted into Christianity in a way, this idea that everything fits together and everything has purpose. Yeah.
然后也影响那个年轻的世代会说现在的 COVID-19
exactly, right, so the idea of the boomer remover is something that was meant to be, right? Yeah, I think it's still all related. And you see something similar in Taiwanese society when people talk about 缘分 or 有缘, right? There's that sense also that things were meant to be, right? Why are we together in the same room? 有缘 Right, there's this cosmic meaning to it that it goes beyond just us choosing to be here. So that's a similar idea, but I think it doesn't run quite as deep, unless you're Buddhist, right? If you're a Buddhist, you might think that there is a purpose in life, and what you do is related to sort of cosmic meaning.
嗯哼，也许佛学跟斯多亚在某一方面的宇宙观啊，或是 physics 这里还有很一些类似的地方可以讨论。
Right, there's some similarity.
对，
right,
可是今天十分钟已经到了。
拜拜。
拜拜。